今天早上要用这个题目被召为王第一集来做我们互相勉励。
So today's topic we're going to be covering to be called to be a king, part one, as our topic today.
我们请翻撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第十节到十三节。
10 to 13.
撒母耳记上十六章第十节。
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 10.
十六章第十节。
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 10.
耶西叫他七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过。撒母耳说：“这都不是，耶和华所拣选的。”十一节。
11.
撒母耳对耶西说：“你的儿子都在这里吗？”他回答说：“还有个最小的，还有个小的，现在放羊。”撒母耳对耶西说：“你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不坐席。”十二节。
12.
耶西就打发人去叫他来，他面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说：“这就是他，你起来膏他。”十三节。撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他诸胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动他，感动大卫。撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。在这里记载着神告诉撒母耳去膏大卫为王。
So in this passage, it mentions that God asked Samuel to anoint David as the king.
我们想想看，如果我们是大卫的话。
So let's think about if we were David.
忽然回到家里，这个家里的人都在了。
And all of a sudden, I arrived home, and everybody, every family member is.
忽然之间有个先知，这个撒母耳。
And then all of a sudden, there is this prophet Samuel.
在那边等着我。
Who was waiting for me?
后来呢？在大众面前呢？他把这个膏油膏在我们身上。
And then in front of everybody, and he poured the oil onto me.
那时候我会觉得说，当然那时候膏油在犹太人的这个背景里面，知道说被称为王啊。
So in the Jewish tradition at the time, when you were poured the oil, you are anointed as a king.
那当然一方面是很高兴哇，神拣选我为王。
So on one hand, I'll be very glad that God chose me to be the king.
可是另外一方面呢，觉得很莫名其妙。
On the other hand, it was not understandable.
因为在家中呢，他是最小的。
Because David was the youngest of all in the family.
那为什么神没有拣选其他的人呢？神拣选我呢？
Why did God not choose everybody else in the family?
大家都觉得，可能家里的人会，有些人会觉得说，为什么是大卫？为什么不是我呢？
So of course, some other family members might wonder, why is it not me? Why is it David?
那时候撒母耳也没跟大卫讲很多话。
At the time, Samuel didn't say much to David either.
撒母耳没告诉大卫说你什么时候会有王权。
Samuel didn't tell David when you will become king.
这个撒母耳也没告诉大卫说如何做王。
Neither did he tell David how to be a king.
就是膏了他以后吃个饭就走了。
He just anointed him and then ate a meal and left.
那么今天这跟我们有什么关系呢？
So how does that relate to us?
我们放个书签在这里。
Let's put the bookmark here.
我们来看这个启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
最后一本书。
The last book.
启示录第五章。
Chapter 5.
第九节和第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
启示录第五章第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9.
我们从这个第八节念起啦。
Let's start from the 8th verse.
第八节到第十节。
8 to 10.
好。第八节。他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，更拿着琴和盛满的香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
So verse 8, and when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
第九节，他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开七印， 因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
And verse 9, and they sang a new song, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
第十节又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Verse 10, you have made them to be a kingdom and priest to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
好。这个中文和英文呢翻译有点不太一样。
So there is some discrepancies between the Chinese translation and the English.
其实呢，英文的翻译是正确的。
And in fact, the English translation is the correct one.
在第八节啊，提到这个二十四位长老，还有这个四活物。
So in verse 8, it mentions the four living creatures and 24 elders.
其实他们是圣徒。
And they are saints.
在第八节下半段说啊，他们向神祷告。献上了这个金炉香的金炉了，那这香的金炉就是圣徒的祈祷。
So in the second half, it mentions that these saints they offer the incense, which is the prayer.
所以圣经用这个二十四位长老和四活物来形容信徒啊。
So in Bible, it used 24 elders and the four living creatures to describe believers.
那第九节呢说
啊。
在英文呢、啊，你看的话，你可以看这个灰板上。
In English, if you can see the slide,
其实是叫我们归于神。
It says here, you are all
call us,
call.
第九节
nine,
叫我们归于神， nine, 是不是他们？
Okay.
是我们。
And you are called to. Because you were slain. Verse 9, it doesn't say that.
OK, 好，那没关系。第九节和第十节又叫他们，其实这个又叫他们是又叫我们啊。第十节。
So that in verse 9 it says you have made them, which is us.
Made them, or made.
Yeah, or my is not New King James.
Oh, it's not New King James. OK, 对不起，这个 NKJV 版本啊。
So the New King James version is the correct one, and my apology, my is not.
所以。在这里所讲的是说，这些四活物和二十四位长老在赞美神说啊，你从各族、各民、各国中呢，拣选我们啊，来做国王。中文是说国王，中文是说国民，可是在英文呢是做 king， 是国王的意思。
So in here it says that you called out to every tribe and language and people and nation to be the king.
那。这原文是写的是国王啊。
So in the original English version, it said king.
那么在地上执掌王权呢、啊？所以他们是做王的，不是做国民的。
So they're not the people; they are the kings.
Yeah, 好。那么这教导这跟我们讲什么呢
？So what does it teach us?
其实我们每一个人受了洗以后啊，其实就是接受主耶稣宝血。
So for everybody who is baptized, we already received the blood from Jesus Christ.
当我们受洗完了以后呢，其实神卷召我们做国王。
So after we are baptized, which means God called us to be the king.
那么就像大卫一样，他被选召做王。
Just like David, he was called to be king.
那其实做王呢，要有两个条件。
And there are two conditions to be a king.
那就是在大卫的生命上呢，他要通过两个考试。
And in David's life, he needs to pass two tests.
在撒母耳记上十六章到二十一章啊，是第一个考试。
And in First Samuel chapter 16 to 21, it is the first test.
Okay, 那第一个考试是什么呢
？What is the first test for him?
首先呢，这个第一个考试啊，就是啊，大卫可不可以把神放为第一，胜过一切
？So the first test David has to have is whether he's able to put God first above all else.
这个十六章到这二十一章呢，可以分成两大半。
And from chapter 16 to 21, there are two sections.
十六章到十六、十七、十八这三章呢，都在讲大卫呢得到什么，得到很多东西。
So through 16 to 18, it mentions how much David had received.
我们来看一下刚刚所读到的十六章呢，十三节记载这个大卫被高为作王。
So let's go back to 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13 when he was anointed.
那在二十一节，十六章二十一节这里记载着大卫、被扫罗选召啊，在 他旁边服侍扫罗王。
So in verse 21, it mentions David came to Saul and entered his service.
得到这个扫罗的喜悦啊。
And Saul liked David very much.
那在撒母耳记上17章呢，记载着大卫啊杀死哥利亚。
And then in chapter 17, it mentions David killing the Goliath.
忽然在一夜之间呢，成为在这个国中很有名的人了。
And overnight, he became a celebrity among the nation.
那十八章第一节，我们看杀死这个哥利亚以后的结果。
And then in chapter 18, we'll see what's the result of it.
十八章第一节说，大卫对扫罗说完的话，约拿单的心啊，与大卫的心啊，相生相契合。约拿单啊，爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。
So in chapter 18, verse 1, after David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself.
我们可以看到说，这个约拿单就是扫罗王的儿子，以后继承这个王位啊，他爱很深爱大卫。
So Jonathan is Saul's son, and he's the future king, and he loved David.
那第二节呢，说那日扫罗留住大卫，不容他再回父家。
In verse 2, from that day on, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house.
我们可以看到说，这个扫罗王觉得说这个大卫太重要了，不让他回家了。
So then we can see Saul really think David as a very important person. He doesn't want him to go back.
我们看第七节，十八章第七节。
And then chapter 18, verse
7. 众妇女舞蹈唱和，说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
So verse 7, as they dance, they sing, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands.
所以呢，百姓呢，看大卫胜过于扫罗王啊。
So that means the people actually treat David more than they treat Saul.
所以以后大卫要做王了，很简单啊，因为百姓都很支持啊。
So it will be very simple when David becomes a king because he's well supported by the people.
我们看十三节。
And verse 13.
这个十三节说，所以扫罗使大卫离开自己，立他为千夫长，他就领兵出路。
So verse 13, he sent David away from him and gave him command over 1,000 men.
这个千夫长就像今日的这个将军呢。
So it's like the 将军
general
in the army.
所以地位相当高啊。
So it's a very high ranking.
我们跳到十六节。
Now let's go to verse 16.
但以色列和犹大众人都爱大卫，因为他领他们出路。
Verse 16, but all Israel and Judah loved David because he led them in their campaign.
以色列人啊，很爱大卫啊。
So people love David.
我们跳到二十七节。
And then let's go to verse 27.
十八章二十七节。
Chapter 18, verse 27.
大卫和跟随他的人起身前往，杀了200非利士人，将羊皮满束交给王，为要做王的女婿。于是扫罗将女儿米甲给大卫为妻。
So 27, David and his men went out and killed 200 Philistines. He brought their foreskins and presented the full member to the king so that he might become the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave him his daughter Michal in marriage.
所以在这时候呢，大卫已经成为扫罗王的女婿了。
So by this time, David is the son-in-law of Saul.
其实作为女婿就是也是扫罗王其中的儿子之一。
So that would mean that he is one of Saul's sons too.
大卫要喊扫罗爸爸。
So David has to call Saul father.
Yeah. 那其实他是也可以配着做王，以后做王啊。
Which also means he will be entitled to become a king.
如果我们如果是大卫的话，我们想这个步步高升呢。
So if we were David, we can see that he's step and step higher.
我们想说，哎，神高我做王哦，原来神预备好这个方法，让我一步一步的什么？快要做到王了。
So it's like climbing the ladders. As soon as he is anointed, once step by step he is promoted to become the king.
只要等到这个扫罗王过世以后啊，那他就大卫想说，可能就是我做王了。
So all it takes is Saul's death, and then he will be the successor.
所以从十六章到十八章是三章呢，可以记载着大卫呢得的很多。
So through chapter 16 and 18, we can see that David received a lot.
可是呢，从十九章、二十章、二十一章这三章呢，是记载着神怎么把大卫全部所有东西呢，一个一个的拨开。
And through chapter 19 to 21, we can see that one by one, God takes things from David.
这不好受哎。
And this is not a good feeling. Let's read.
啊，十九章第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
扫罗对他儿子约拿丹啊和众臣仆说啊，要杀大卫。扫罗的儿子约拿丹却喜爱大卫。
19 verse 1, Saul told his son Jonathan and all the attendants to kill David, but Jonathan was very fond of David.
扫罗王嫉妒大卫，因为他觉得大卫对他是一个威胁。
Saul is very jealous of David because he treated him as a threat.
那在今日呢，这好像说有人在我们后面说坏话。
So it's like somebody saying bad things behind our back.
挑拨离间，让大卫呢，他发觉到他没有什么好朋友，没有什么同工。
And then create a division to make David feel that he doesn't have any friends or allies.
Okay, so David 就开始失去他的同工了。
And David start to lose his allies.
那么我们再看这个十九章的十一节、十二节。
And let's move on to verse 11 and 12.
后来呢，这个扫罗王派人要去杀大卫啊。
So now Saul sent men to David's house to kill him.
我们看十一节。
And let's look at verse 11.
扫罗打发人到大卫房屋那里窥探他，要等到天亮杀他。大卫的妻米甲对他说：“你今夜若不逃命，明日你要被杀。”
Verse 11. Saul sent men to David's house to watch it and to kill him in the morning. But Michal, David's wife, warned him, "If you don't run for your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed."
十二节，于是米甲将大卫从窗户里吹下去，大卫就逃走，躲避了。
So Michal let David down through a window, and he fled and escaped.
在这里记载着大卫失去他所爱的太太。
So here he mentions David lost his beloved wife.
连他太太呢都不能保护。大卫。
Even his wife could not protect David.
想想看，那是多么的难过、凄惨的事情。
What a miserable and sad scenario.
那当然也不用提到他是什么千夫长将军了。
Not to mention that he's a general.
他是一个罪犯了，在逃命。
He's not a criminal.
所以他失去他的地位，他失去他的房子，失去他太太，失去他的金钱了。
So he lost his status. He lost his wife. He lost his house.He lost everything.
Okay, 那如果我们是大卫的话，从那边逃走，我们会去哪里
？So if we were David, where would we go after we escaped?
我们看下一个。
So let's look at the next verse.
他跑到先知那边去。
So he went to the prophet.
我们看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
接下来他离开他太太，就跑到这个撒母耳，在16:18。
So in verse 18, he mentioned that after he escaped and left his wife, he went to Samuel.
十八节把这些事情呢告诉给撒母耳，让请撒母耳帮助他。
In verse 18, he told Samuel all the stories and he wants Samuel to help him.
那撒母耳有为扫罗祷告。
And Samuel did pray for King Saul.
首先扫罗王派两次派人来杀大卫，可是这些人呢，因为扫罗啊，不，撒母耳祷告呢，都改变心意。
So there are two times King Saul attempt to kill David, and because of Samuel's prayer, they changed their hearts.
三次。
Three times.
后来呢，二十二节，扫罗自己亲自去拉玛要去杀大卫。
And in verse 22, Saul himself wanted to kill David. So
那可是撒母耳帮他祷告呢，甚至神的灵呢也降在扫罗身上。
So Samuel prayed, and the spirit came down to King Saul.
可是他的悔改只是很暂时。
But his change of heart is very temporary.
我们看这个二十章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 20, verse 1.
大卫从拉玛的拿约逃跑啊，可以看到说。他知道说这个扫罗王还想杀他，这个撒母耳帮不了忙啊。
So first verse, David fled from Naoth at Ramah, which shows that Samuel could not help him because Saul still wants to kill him.
这有点像有时候碰到困难的时候啊，家庭事情没法解决，有些人会找传道帮忙。
So it's like if you cannot settle your family matters, sometimes you come to the pastor for help.
有时候传道也帮不了忙。
And sometimes pastor couldn't help out either.
那这个 想看，如果我们是大卫的话，这个撒母耳先知帮不了忙，他去找谁帮忙
？So now that Samuel the prophet could not help him, if you were David, where else would you go?
二十章的第一节，他跑到他的好朋友啊，约拿单啊，请他帮忙啊。
So in first verse, chapter 20, he went to his friend Jonathan.
那约拿单呢？到最后呢？你看二十一章啊，二十章的话，最后你可以看到说，约拿单说、啊：“我帮不了你啊，你还是走吧。”
So if you read the end towards the end of chapter 20, Jonathan told David that you know I couldn't help you after all. Maybe you should leave.
啊哈，我们看一下这个这个三四十二节的。
So let's look at chapter 20.
四十二节，约拿单呢告诉大卫说，的确、啊，他的父亲要杀死大卫，可是他帮不了忙，那叫大卫赶快走。
In verse 42, Jonathan told David that you know it's true that my dad wants to kill you. Please escape.
好，你想想看，在那种情况啊，真的很悲哀啊。到处跑，到处找人，没有一个人可以帮了帮助他。
It is a very saddening fact that he went to everybody for help, but nobody can help him.
那如果我们是大卫，我们会跑去哪里
？So now, if we were David, where else can we go?
二十一章呢，记载了他跑到大祭司那边。
So in chapter 21, he went to the high priest.
那他跑去大祭司，大祭司根本没有军队可以保护他，也没有关系啊，也没有这种关系可以有这个力量保护他。
But high priests do not own an army, and the priest doesn't have network either.
所以在二十一章呢，他只是跑去大祭司那边啊，因为他肚子很饿啊，向大祭司要些饼来吃。
So all David can do from the priest would be having some food to eat.
可是啊，冤家路窄啊，在那边碰到大卫一个部下的人，扫罗王的部下一个人。
Unfortunately, he come across to one of King Saul's people.
他就知道说，他等一下会倒，别人会倒霉了。
And now that, and then he knows that he will bring troubles.
那他已经没有地方跑了，连这个全国家全部的人啊，他都跑过了，没有个人可以保护他。
So he really have nowhere else to go.
请问那时候我们去哪里
？And if you were David, what's next?
跑到敌人那边躲一躲啊。
So we might just go to the enemy's area to hide.
我们看这个二十一章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 21, verse 10.
Okay.真的，大卫跑啊，他能想的地方，能想到都跑了。第十节说，他跑到那个加特王。
And here in verse 10, after David has exhausted all possibilities, he fled to the king Gath.
你想想看啊，要一个人跑去敌军那边去啊，那个真的是已经走投无路了，你这个是最后的方法了。
To think that you are even thinking of going to the enemy's territory, that means that you already exhausted all the possibilities.
那他跑到那边去，那别人要不要他呢
？So do they receive David？
我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11。
亚吉的臣仆对亚吉说：“这不是以色列国王大卫吗？那里的妇女跳舞唱和，不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗
？”Verse 11. But the servants of Achish said to him, "Isn't this David, the king of the land? Isn't he the one they sing about in their dances?" Saul has slain his thousand, and David his tens of thousands.
我看那个这时候大卫听到这句话，他知道他快要没命了。
So I think he probably think he, David probably think that he will soon die.
他被这个扫罗王嫉妒，甚至他跑到敌军那边呢，敌军也在嫉妒他。
Even the enemy, the king, is jealous of him.
大卫还没做完啊，这个敌军觉得说大卫就是王了啦。
So before David become a king, the king of the enemy actually treat him like he's a king already.
他说这不是以色列国王大卫吗
？Isn't it the David the king of the land？
他杀死万万了、啊，这个扫罗才杀死千千了、啊，这个扫罗只是挂名的、啊。
Yeah, he kills tens of thousands more than Saul.
那这时候你看这个敌军的臣仆都会觉得说大卫是个威胁，所以这时候大卫怎么办？
So even the servants of king treat David as a threat. Though, then what could David do now?
好，这时候在这之前呢，其实神已把他大卫这个有形的东西啊，地位啊，这个钱财啊，太太啊，朋友啊，这个大祭司先知啊，全部剥了一干二净，他没有任何的帮助。 也没有任何东西。
So one by one, David was taken, taken away. His wife, his house, status, the priest, his network, friends.
可是神要剥他这个无形的东西，把它剥掉。
But also God wants to remove something that's not visible.
因为他以前杀死这个哥利亚。
Because he killed Goliath before.
这个是一个很重要的事件。
This is a very significant event.
啊，请问大家，你有没有在世界上做一个轰动一时，后来让你出名的一件事情？如果有的话，我们觉得这个是一种自傲啊，一种觉得自己很了不起。
If you have done something that actually is historically significant and then it gives you fame right away, then it might give you pride and make you proud.
可是在那时候啊，让他出名的事情要让他死。
But at that time, what makes him famous becomes the cause of his destiny.
那唯一可以存活的就是他不要这个尊荣，他不要这个他以前的这个 accomplishment， 不要这个以前他的这个成就。
So the only way he can survive is to give up this pride about his previous glory.
我们看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
大卫呢，就在众人面前改变了寻常的举动，在他们手下假装疯癫了，在城门的门扇上胡写乱画，使唾沫留在胡子上。
So he pretended to be insane in their presence, and while he was in their hands, he acted like a madman, making marks on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard.
其实这时候是大卫故意做的。
And of course, he was just acting.
那个真的很丢脸嘞。
But that was very humiliating.
啊，你想想看，在国王很多臣仆面前啊，在敌军那边啊，把自己当成像疯子啊。
Think about this. In front of the enemy, in front of the king and the servants, you act like somebody who is insane.
我们被人家骂说神经病了，我们就心里很不舒服。
So when people call you insane, you will feel uncomfortable.
何况这个大卫自己表现说他是神经病了。
Not to mention David actually acted out on purpose.
那他目的是说我不是那个以前那个什么杀死哥利亚那个人啊。
Just so that he can separate his association with the glorious past.
那这个亚吉王呢？
And the
加特王呢，就觉得说，为什么带个疯子给我呢？把他赶出去了。
And then the king of God then say, why did you bring somebody like that? Just keep him away.
所以我们可以看到说，大卫真的是一无所有，外面没有，里面也没有。
So now we know David had lost everything inside and out.
好，我们看二十二章的第一节。
So let's look at chapter 22, verse 1.
他有没有胜过这一切？
Did he win over everything?
他有没有埋怨神？
Did he complain to God?
我们看二十二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verse 1.
大卫就离开那里，逃到亚杜兰洞。他的弟兄和他父亲的全家听见了，就都下到他那里。第二节。
Verse 2.
凡受娼迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里。大卫就做他们的头目，跟随他的约有四百人。我们可以看到说啊，这个当大卫失去一切以后，他没有离弃神了。
So we can see that when David lost everything, he did not abandon God.
甚至呢，很多人啊都来投靠大卫。
And on the contrary, a lot of people followed him.
很多人看到大卫这表现啊，他们自己有欠债的、苦恼的，对不对？都跑到大卫，因为他们发觉到说，大卫哦，碰过这一切东西呢，还可以站立得稳，所以成为他们一种跟从的目标了。
So all those who were in distress and in debt or discontent gather around him because they see that David had gone through it all and he still stand firm, so he becomes the inspiration.
想想看啊，如果今天一个人受很多患难，后来满嘴的苦水。
So let's think about if we see somebody who has gone through a lot of tribulations and get a lot of complaints.
你跑来啊，对不对？我跟你讲一大堆坏事啊，这个人有多坏，我多好苦，好命苦啊。
So he dumped all the complaints and blamed a lot of people.
请问你会想不想跟从我啊？
Would you be willing to follow me?
我想说，我才不要跟从你啊！我跟从你，我命更苦啊。
It's unlikely because then you feel you probably will be even.
每天听你那个重复、重复、再重复说同样的事情啊。
Yeah, every day I hear your whining day in and day out.
所以大卫绝对没有这个埋怨了。如果埋怨的话，不会有那么多人去跟从他了。
So of course David did not do so, so that's why he has so many followers.
所以 我们来思考几个问题，三个问题。
So let's reflect on this.
首先呢，第一个问题是说，为什么神要对待大卫这样子？
So first, we should think about why God treat David like.
首先，我们要去了解什么叫做国王。
Then first, we have to understand what does it mean to become king.
神要给大卫的王位是什么样的王位呢
？What kind of king is God wanting David?
通常我们所想象的王位啊，就是有这个权柄啊，有这个尊别人的尊敬啊，有财富。
The usual understanding of a kingship is somebody with authority, power, and wealth.
那这也是很多人在追求着。
And that's what a lot of people are seeking after.
可是呢，神要给我们的王位啊，是真正的王位。
But the kingship that God wants to give us is the true king.
如果说一个像扫罗王，他虽然做王，可是呢，他被他的权势啊、王位啊所捆绑住，被他金钱所捆绑住。
For example, even though King Saul is a king, but he's enslaved by his wealth and power.
请问他是不是王呢
？Is he a true king?
外表上他是王，可是呢，他其实是为他的金钱、为他的王位啊，在做奴隶啊。
On the surface, he is a king, but in fact, he is enslaved by his wealth and power.
我们看，我们放个书签在这，我们看箴言十六章三十二节。
Let's leave a bookmark here, and then we go to Proverbs.
十六章三十二节。
Chapter 16:32.
十六章三十二节。
Chapter 16:32.
十六章三十二节。
Chapter 16:32.
箴言十六章三十二节。
Proverbs.Chapter 16:32.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如夺城啊。
Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city.
神要大卫呢，可以控制他自己的情欲个性，其实胜过于夺城啊。
So God wants David to be able to control his own emotions and temperament.And that would be even more powerful than taking over a city.
所以神要我们做的王，不是像世界上这个有权柄啊，可以享受荣华富贵啊。
So the kind of king God wants us to be is not a king that possesses wealth and power.
如果我们可以控制我们的情欲、我们的脾气的话
，If we can control our own emotions and desires,
那其实我们就是做这个脾气和情欲的王了。
Then we are the king over our own emotions and desires.
我们不是做这个脾气和这个钱财的奴隶了。
We are not slave of those things.
好，这个是我们要了解。王的定位了。
So this is the status and the definition of a king.
那第二个问题啊。
Second question.
那神怎么使大卫成为王啊
？So how does God make David a king?
就是刚才我所看到的，从十九章到二十一章，神把一样一样大卫所拥有的，把它拨开拨下。
So God made David a true king by taking his things one after another.
那如果大卫可以继续持守。这个神啊是最重要的。那其实他就跟耶稣一同做王了。
So if after being taken away from everything, David still can treat God as the priority, then he's like a Jesus Christ.
我们要了解啊，其实我们每一个人的优点啊，所拥有的也是我们的缺点。
Because to think about this, what we are strong at is also our weakness.
就讲个小故事给大家听一下。
Let me tell you a short story.
有一天有一个这个苍蝇呢。
One time there's a fly.
他去挑战这个狮子。
And the fly is challenging the lion.
这个苍蝇呢就跑到这个狮子的耳朵，叫。
So the fly buzzes constantly at the lion's ear.
这个狮子呢？万兽之王啊，本来睡得好好的，听到这个苍蝇在吵他，他很生气啊，就拿他的这个爪子这样啪一声，
so、the lion,
打这个苍蝇。
So lion who is supposed to be the king of all animals was very annoyed by the fly, so he waved his paw trying to hit the fly.、
没打到啊，还打他一给自己打一巴掌。
He missed the fly and then he hit himself.
那这个。苍蝇呢，从左耳跑到右耳去。
And the fly moved to the right side and keep buzzing.
这个狮子很生气，一打过去。
So the lion tried again and then hit the fly.
又没打到。
Missed it again.
还打伤自己呀。
And also hit himself again.
后来这个苍蝇就跑到他的左耳去了。
And then the fly went back to the left side.
这个狮子起来了，到处打。
So the lion tried very hard to catch the fly.
没有打到苍蝇，可是把自己打伤了很多。
He missed the whole time, and then but he hit himself so much.
啊，到最后这个狮子投降了，说我输给你了。
So at the end, the lion surrendered. He said, "You know, I lost."
哇，这个苍蝇好高兴啊。
And the fly was very happy.
他说啊，我打败万兽之王。
The fly said, "You know, I defeated the king of the all animals."
我要告诉给全世界知道。
I'm gonna tell the whole world.
所以他一高兴的时候就冲啊，往上冲。
So when he was so glad, he flew through. He flew high.
哪知道冲上去的时候碰到蜘蛛网了。
So when he was soaring, he came across the spider.
啊，没看到，后来被粘在那边了。
He didn't see it, so then he was caught in the web.
啊，现在这个打败万兽之王啊，竟然会成为这个蜘蛛的。食物了。
So now he become the meal for the spider.
这个故事告诉我们说，其实啊，我们的人的优点也是我们的缺点。
So this story tells us that our strength is also our weakness.
我们所拥有的钱财是好的，可是也是坏的。
Our wealthy possessions is good, but it can also be bad.
如果我们把它超过于是神的话，那绝对是坏的。
If we treat them higher than God, then of course it will be bad.
在圣经里面呢，在圣经里面，我常常可以看到啊，神常常把人啊放在一种情况里面。
So in the Bible, we can often see that God has put people into some kind of situation.
比如说，我们是一个很细心的人。
So for example, if we are very careful and a meticulous person.
我们碰到那些哦，这个做事情啊，这个没头没脑的人。
Then we'll come across and meet people who are disorganized and sloppy.
有时候会让我们很生气。
Sometimes they anger us.
有时候我们是很勤劳的。
Sometimes we are very diligent.
可是我们就碰到一些那懒惰的。
They will come across a situation where we have to deal with laziness.
我们自己可能觉得自己很公义。
We probably think we're very self-justified.
可是呢，就碰到一些做坏事的人。
But then we come across people who do bad things.
当我们碰到这些人，我们感觉如何？
And what do we feel when we meet these people?
我们觉得说我们格格不入啊，我跟这个人差别太大了。
We feel that we're so not compatible and we're so different.
真的会让我们很生气。
And it will make us very angry.
因为碰过有些人很会计划。
Some people are very organized and very well planned.
后来你会碰到一些呢，什么计划都不做的。
And you will deal with situation with people who never plan.
甚至还反对计划。
Sometimes object to planning.
你会觉得很生气啊。
And you will be very furious.
怎么做事情？你会觉得说这个人怎么那么极端呢、
You will say, how can he be so extreme?
那别人还觉得说我们很极端了。
And but on the other hand, they will see us the same way too.
那这时候呢？其实神都把我们放在一起啊，学功课啊。
And God put us together so that we can learn.
对，勤劳是个优点，是美德。
Diligence is a good thing. You're right.
可是呢，可是成我们的缺点。
But it will become our weakness.
怎么说
？How do we say that？
因为我们很勤劳的话，那么我们会一种自义啊，感觉藐视他。你不勤劳，懒惰。
Because if we are very diligent, we'll become self-righteous and then think the lazy people are bad.
可是懒惰人有个好处哎。
But there's a good thing about lazy people.
他们做事啊，慢慢来，可是呢，不会伤害身体啊。
They take their time to do things. They don't exhaust themselves.
你看那些人哦，勤劳常常什么，把身体都累坏了。
The diligent people, they work too hard, and then they actually are poor in health.
我意思说啊，其实啊。懒惰的人有些优点，我们还可以学习一下。
Which means, you know, there are still things we can learn from lazy people.
那其实呢，我们也没有那么勤劳了。
And in truth, is we're not all diligent.
我们有时候也是懒惰。
Sometimes we're still lazy.
我们为什么懒惰？有时候我们身体吃不消了，要懒惰一下。
Because sometimes our body cannot afford us to keep going, so we have to take a break.
好，所以呢，人的缺点也是他的优点。
Which means weakness can also become strength.
好，所以神呢？要把他的全部的拥有的把它拨开。
So God wants to take away everything David has.
想看看大卫呢，是不是还继续爱神
？So see whether David continues to love God the way he did.
最后一点呢
？Last.
我们怎么知道大卫的信心还有信心呢？对神还有信心
？How do we know David still have faith in God？
除了刚才我们所看到的这个撒母耳记上二十一章。
Other than what we read in 1 Samuel chapter 21,
其实我们要看这个大卫在患难中他写的诗篇。
We have to read David's writings when he's going through all these.
因为他在患难当中，他把他心里面的感受 写出来。
In tribulations, he write out what he feels.
我们来看这个诗篇五十二篇。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 52.
诗篇啊，诗篇。
哦，诗篇 Psalm 52.
诗篇五十二篇。
Psalm 52.
诗篇五十二篇第一节。
Psalm 52 verse 1.
诗篇五十二篇第一节。
52 verse 1.
第一节。我们看这个小写一下 这是什么时候这第一节告诉我们说什么时候大卫写这个诗篇
So there's a fine print, so everybody go to the fine print first, then it will tell us when he wrote this.
以东人多益来告诉扫罗说大卫到了耶洗米勒家那时大卫做这训诲诗交与令长
So when Saul theEdomite had gone to Saul and told him, David has gone to the house of Achimelech. That's when he wrote this.
亚希米勒就是个大祭司。
Achimelech is a high priest.
在那时候大卫已经跑了已经没地方跑了他跑到大祭司那边去。
That was when he already exhausted all possibilities and he went to the high priest for help.
可是扫罗王那个臣仆在那边啊刚好在敬拜神啊看到大卫来了。
So that was when he came across one of the servants of King Saul.
好，那这个以东人呢，多益呢，就把这个事情呢告诉扫罗王，告诉说，哦，这个大祭司啊帮助了大卫。
So the Don told King Saul that the high priest helps David.
好，那在那时候大卫有什么感受？
So how did David feel at the time?
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
五十二篇第八节。
52 verse 8.
他虽然也是被逼迫，一无所有。
At that time he was chased out and he has nothing.
第八节说，至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永永远远依靠神的慈爱。
Verse 8, but I'm like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever.
在那时候，大卫是虽然他一无所有，他还相信神对我好，神绝对不会撒谎，神绝对会让我做王，神的慈爱会保守我。
So at that time, even David was taken away with everything. He still believes God loves him and God will help him become a king.
这不简单耶。
This is not simple task.
想想看，如果我们是大卫的话。
Think about this if we were David.
我们根本没有穷到他那个地步啊。
We're not as strong as he is.
穷啊。
哦，穷。We're not as poor as he is.
而且呢，我们没有他那么糟糕啊，就说还要逃命啊。我们现在还不是犯囚犯啊。
We're not as miserable as he is. We're not even fugitive.
哎，那如果在那时候我们是囚犯，又一无所有，后来有人跟你讲说，哦，神好爱你啊。
If you become a fugitive and you owe nothing, and then all of a sudden, somebody told you, oh, God loves you so much.
你会想说，真的吗？
Would you believe in it?
神真爱我的话，为什么让我一无所有，还逃难？
If God really loved me, how can he?Make me suffer all these.
我不知道我明天会不会活着，我还不知道。
I don't even know whether I'll be alive the next day.
可是大卫在那时候相信神的慈爱。
But at that time, David believes in God's unfailing love.
不只相信啊，他说他永永远远相信神的慈爱。
Not only that, he believes God loves him forever and ever.
神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
大卫所能看见的就是他的患难。
What David can see is all his tribulations.
可是他深信的神。深爱他
，But he firmly believes God loves him dearly.
所以这种他的这种认识，对神的这种了解，让他在患难中呢有力量。
And knowing God this way gives David strength in tribulations.
让他不会发怨言，因为他觉得说神好爱他。
So he doesn't complain and he feels that God still loves him.
他觉得他这样子也是为主受苦。
And he knows that he suffers for the sake of God.
那我不知道。弟兄姐妹朋友有没有这种经验
？So I don't know whether you have any of these experiences.
有一些人呢，就像他配偶啊，生病还是受患难。
Some people, for example, their spouses get sick.
那么做另外一个配偶，现在是太太的，在服侍他。
As the other spouse who's taking care of the sick one.
有一些人觉得啊，真倒霉啊。
Some people will feel very defeated.
可是有一些人觉得说，哇，我好有荣幸哦。
Some people would say, it's such an honor
that
I can serve my spouse like so.
啊，这个是大卫所感受的，哇，他很有荣幸可以为主受这些苦。
And this is what David feels. He feels honored to be suffering for the sake of God.
啊，虽然这个配偶先生穷，一无所有，可是呢，啊，我很乐意的啊，跟他一同受苦。
So, even for example, even your spouse is very sick or is very poor, and you feel honored to be with him.
啊，这是大卫所感受的。
This is what David experiences.
那今天呢，我们要了解神其实很爱我们。
We have to understand and know that God really loves us.
神不只爱大卫啊，神也爱我们。
God not only loves David, He also loves us.
因为我们每一个人，其实神召我们要做王。
Because every one of us is called to be king.
就像大卫一样。
Just like David.
而且，不是说在我们患难的时候，神深爱我们。其实，在日常生活当中，神就深爱我们。
So it's not like only in tribulations God loves us. God loves us at all times.
那如果我们在生活上可以再借着灵聚会啊，还是祷告啊，读圣经，去体会到神对我们的爱。
So through service or praying and fellowship, we can experience God's love.
其实神现在在这个一刹那，虽然我们做了很多坏事，很多的缺点软弱，神深爱着我们。
Right at this moment, even though we have committed sin or we have gone bad, God still loves us.
如果我们好好去思考，你看我们好几在这里很多人已经得到圣灵的好几年了，甚至好几十年了。
So among us, there are people who already received Holy Spirit for a few years or even decades.
那这十几年来，神的圣灵与我们同在。
All these years, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
每天我们都可以体验到他。
Every day we can experience it.
我们有时候做坏事，让他伤心。
Sometimes we make mistakes and God is sad.
可是神还是与我们同在。
But still, He is with us.
如果我们好好去思考这段这么多年来我们做的很多坏事，让他伤心，还有这种人还会没有放弃我们，还跟我们同在，这些都会让我们想到说，神真的很伟大，神很爱我们。
So even though if you think that all these years, the mistakes you've made, the bad things you have done, and know that God still is with you, this is a very big love.
我们再想想看，再过五年后，如果我们还活着的话，我们会发觉到说，神的灵还与我们同在。
So let's say five years later, you're still alive, then you will find that the Holy Spirit and God is still with you.
在五年当中，我相信我们还是有时候做错事情。
And I'm sure all, for the next 5 years, we will still make mistakes and do bad things.
神早就知道了，神还是继续的跟我们同在。
God knows it all, and He's still with us.
请问在世界上有谁可以这样子对待我们？
Who can treat us like that?
当我们做错事情的时候，做很多错事，这几十年来，他就没有离开我们。
When we make all these mistakes and do all these bad things, and never at one moment God left us.
其实有时候我们真的常常忘记啊，神跟我们同在，我们把它当成理所当然，还是没有。
We often forget and or take it for granted that God is always with us.
其实我如果真的就想好每一天就回想，神与我同在，神这样子看顾我，真的我们会对神的爱啊。很有感受，而且觉会很认识神。
If we every day we reflect on the fact that God is with us every single day, you'll get to know God more, and then you will feel God's love more.
大卫虽然受到这些患难，他已经有这种认识了，神没有改变，神还是爱着他，神也爱着我们。
So in the case of David, even though he's gone through all these tribulations, he still understands and knows God's love, and that he never fails to love him.
所以我们应该有这种认识，而在我们生活上呢，知道说神爱我们，说我们应该呢也要来爱神。
So we should also have the same understanding that God never fails to love us, and we should always love God.
啊，这个是大卫如何在患难中站立的稳。
So this is how David stands firm during tribulations.
他通过第一个考试。
He passes this first test.
神把他一切所拿掉了，全部拿掉了，可是他还是把神放低，因为他有一个对神有个正确的认识。
God takes everything away from David, but David still treats God like the first important thing.
我们一同来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.
471首。
471.